This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's tech news is from the Competition and Markets Authority over in the UK, kind of their Federal Trade Commission slash antitrust watchdog, which has blocked Microsoft's $69 billion takeover of Activision Blizzard. Activision Blizzard, of course, the company behind a whole slew of video games from Call of Duty to Candy Crush. Microsoft, via the Xbox, is the distribution channel, and regulators over in the UK say that would wind up giving gamers fewer choices. But that is not the story we are going to cover. We are going to point out that the UK is now almost 7 years out from its decision to leave the European Union. So we sent Marketplace's Lily Jamali off today to report on the business climate in the UK of late.
To help this merger through, Microsoft had already committed to keeping various existing games on competing platforms for a period of time, says Nicholas Economides of NYU Stern. But he says future content remains a concern for regulators.
So Activision may produce a new game, and Microsoft has not made a commitment about new games.
The UK isn't alone in having concerns about competition. The US sued to block the mega merger last year. But the UK has some unique economic challenges right now, says Rita McGrath of Columbia Business School.
The mood is not good. And Brexit, for a lot of people, has had a lot of economic consequences they're not very happy with.
Today's stagnant UK economy, with consumers dealing with inflation and a rollback of public services, has fallen short of what Brexiteers promised. And Peter Holmes of the UK Trade Policy Observatory says blocking this merger goes against the spirit of Brexit.
In a Brexit world, you rein back on regulating business. You let them merge, you let them do what they like, and you trust in competition.
Brexit left the UK to make such calls on its own, says Ian Begg of the London School of Economics. Begg says the decision is less about Brexit than efforts by Britain to develop lucrative industries.
The government is putting a lot of money on the idea of having a high-tech sector in the UK.
Microsoft plans to appeal the UK regulator's decision. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.